You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts wait for your calls as if it were the only thing going for them. And it is. Change their lives. Call now. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Give us a call now at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. And we'll take your call and do our best to respond.
Tell us what you want for Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or the winter solstice or New Year's at 888.
I need some new
Radio
underwear.
30. You need some new underwear?
Yeah, I keep blowing out the old ones. I think this happens as you get older.
Did you have aunts who used to send you things like underwear for Christmas?
Yeah, and I hated them, and now I would love them. I wish I had saved up. Well, I wouldn't fit into the underwear they sent when I was a child, but now that's all I want. Oh, I shouldn't say that on the air because now I'm going to get deluged with underwear.
Yes.
And it won't, you know, it has to be of a certain style, if you know what I mean.
So are you a boxer or a brief guy?
It depends on my mood.
It depends. You're a depends guy.
I'm a depends. I should have just said depends, right? I look, I'll admit it. It happens. I'm in the pharmacy. I'm walking around the aisles. I used to avoid that aisle like the plague. Now I wander in just to see what my options are, you know, in case of emergency. I just want to know what's for sale. And, you know, you see on TV now they have those. And I found some on eBay so I could buy them in private without having to, you know, take them up to the counter and announce to everyone, yes, I'm old and incontinent, which I'm not. I'm not saying that's true, but it could happen. You know, it happens.
If you go to page 14 of what we sent you over.
Yeah, that's a save.
Betsy says it's it may be on page 13 for you. One of my pages was blank. It's five ways to take the sleaze out of self-promotion. And it was written by Marcia Collier.
The sleaze?
Yes.
All righty. Okay. All right. I've got it.
And let's face it, self-promotion can be very sleazy, right?
Well, it can be, yes.
It takes a bunch of moxie to think there are thousands of people waiting around to hang on your next project.
Well, that's true.
We may have products, businesses, or books to promote, but not everyone has a similar promotional style. Dish Network came up with a controversial app called AutoHop, H-O-P, which enables viewers to jump past commercials and get back to the show. Social media works a lot like AutoHop, especially when your promotional messages become too overwhelming. Folks will just tune you out and unfollow. You are your brand. Your message is your topic. Find your style and stick to it with the help of these thoughts. Why don't you do the first one?
Well, number one, promote others, even if it chokes you a bit to give a hat tip to the competition. Social promotion is symbiotic. Helping others with pure intentions builds your social credibility. I love to promote other sellers. I love doing that.
Sometimes when a person chokes up a bit to give a tip to the competition, it's normal, by the way. This is normal feeling inside of you. But do it.
Yeah. I had a guy who sent me a request. He said, do you have this particular shirt you're selling in this size? And I said, well, no, I don't. But I found it from another seller here on eBay, and it's in your size, so you should maybe consider buying this one.
And see, the truth of the matter is that did promote you in that person's eyes.
Well.
It did.
I guess, yeah. I hadn't thought about it. But
number two is share posts and stories that tie in with your basic precepts, whether business or product.
Well, that makes sense.
Number three.
Tell stories. Storytelling about success is a favorite read. Do you personally have any? Can you think of any others? Can you make stuff up? Perhaps stories of those who have benefited from your work. Perhaps they may write a recommendation for you or your product.
Another thing to do is build trust by not sharing topics out of your wheelhouse just because they are trending. My posts about Marcia writing this. My posts about using a crock pot get a lot of comments. They go nowhere to build my brand, but they do portray me as someone people can relate to.
Yeah. And number five, lose any feeling of entitlement. Oh, I can't do that. No one is required to follow or listen to you. You need to romance your customers with interesting posts and engagement. Your job is not to leave your customers feeling spammed. Communicate that what interests your audience, and it will interest you.
You know, I way back, and I'm not going to, of course, mention any names, one of the gurus of eBay sales, one of the people who, you know, they write books and things talking about eBay.
Yeah.
Not Marcia, by the way, but one of these people came to me, and she was a new guru.
A new guru.
A new guru. She had just started becoming a guru, which is a whole other topic of conversation, is how one does not pick up the phone and order business cards on eBay and become a guru overnight. It does not happen. Guru means people are going to follow you, and for people to really follow you, you really have to have the goods. But this gal had been doing it for several months, and she had set up a website calling herself a certain thing. And she said, why isn't anybody coming? Why? Well, hello. You have to give them something. For people to want to follow you, you have to have something they want, Griff.
Yes, it's true.
And you've got to have the goods. You've got to, for instance, if it's a eBay type guru you want to be,
yes,
you really have to know your stuff.
You have to know your stuff.
You have to be successful selling on eBay, and you have to know your stuff, and you have to have people trust you.
Right.
And in order for people to trust you, you can't just set up a meeting at a Sizzler, have people come, pay you $10 to listen to you speak and have nothing. So remember, you've got to build trust.
Yes.
Don't feel entitled that these people are going to come and feel you're their guru right off the bat. No one is required to follow or listen to you. We see this a lot, Griff, with eBay gurus.
We do. Yes, we do. It takes time.
It does. There's no question.
No question.
Hey, we've made it easier for you to get to the eBay Radio chat board. Just go to ebayradio.com, click Listen Live, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player. Once you get there, scroll down past the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons, and the chat board is the top discussion post, and it has the words today, exclamation point, chat board, and today's date right in the title. And right below the chat board, the second discussion post is the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It has the word newsletter and today's date in the title. You can read it for simple instructions on how to subscribe to the newsletter and receive it via email twice a week. And I get emails from you all the time telling me you can't find Griff's newsletter. And that's how you find Griff's newsletter.
Yeah, and I have it. I actually have it as a cut and paste that I can just send to anyone who says that. So it's like an Outlook signature. I just
would you
select
send
it.
That to me, please?
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see it. Because people are having difficulty getting to it. So let me see what else is in the eBay news here. eBay Inc. has announced the creation of a design advisory board to be chaired. Did you know this? To be chaired by graphic designer John Maeda.
I heard a little bit about it, yeah.
He was the president of the Rhode Island School of Design.
Yes, yes, yes.
So he stepped down.
RISD.
As president of that, in order to take... Well, you probably know about that organization.
RISD, yeah.
The company says that he is uniquely qualified to help eBay Inc. drive design innovation and the commerce revolution to create step change. I don't understand any of this.
Well, didn't you ever take a, like dancing,
step change in product experiences our customers love. And the translation is the new design advisory board will seek to enhance listings and website features.
Well, how cool is that?
That is very cool. Very cool. Congressional Representative Bill Owens, a Democrat from New York, recently toured eBay headquarters to see how eBay is helping small businesses break down international trade barriers and enable a new era of global commerce. Well, this is good. All the politicians should go visit eBay and try to figure this out. The congressman is a co-sponsor of the have you heard of this one? Low Value Shipment Regulatory Modernization Act. You heard of that?
No, I haven't. What the heck is that? What is that?
It's the Low Value Shipment Regulatory Modernization Act, and this would increase the maximum value of articles that may be imported duty-free by one person on one day from $200 to $800 for 2014.
I don't understand.
And to $800 adjusted annually for inflation after 2014.
Is that good? Is that a good thing?
Okay. Increase the maximum value of articles that may be imported duty-free by one person on one day. I didn't know there was a restriction.
I didn't either.
It says $200. They're going to increase it. This bill would increase it to $800 for 2014.
Well, mazel tov.
The bill also encourages the United States Trade Representative to likewise seek an increase to international thresholds for postal shipments of items that are exempt from customs fees and other requirements, which would reduce barriers facing U.S. exports. All I know about that whole thing is that it will help sellers on eBay.
Well, I'm curious to know. Yeah, I want to hear it in English.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not
just
saying
reading
it's
the
you.
News story. Yeah.
I mean, there must be more details to this. I'd like to know how it would affect. I wish we had an expert right now. I'd like to know how that, if any way, it affects eBay sellers.
This would reduce customs hurdles and enable small businesses to engage in the global economy.
In the global economy.
Yeah, so we need to find out what that's about. I agree. Could be very interesting. Maybe we want to have somebody on.
Exactly. I mean, it could be a big deal.
Big circle on that.
We could be sitting on a huge story and not know it.
We could be.
I think we are.
There's our music.
This segment was brought to you by Cabbage with a K.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Now, come on, be cool and dial our hotline right now at 888-723-4630. And if you do, we'll take your call right here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griffin Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
Today's tip involves flippers and why eBayers should avoid them. Flippers are the middlemen between eBayers and the liquidators that hold direct contracts with manufacturers and retailers. Just as it sounds, flippers simply flip merchandise without ever seeing it. Some even set up their websites to mirror the site of the liquidator they buy from. When you purchase a specific lot, only then does the flipper purchase from their source and drop ship the product to you from the direct liquidator's warehouse at a stiff markup. Beware of this. Flippers have no control over the liquidator's inventory. You may not receive the merchandise you paid for. Flippers sell you the same product you could have gotten from the direct liquidator at a marked up price.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's list, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show is a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Why don't you tell us if you've been good or bad? Because we'll find out anyway. We can see what you're doing. 888-723-4630.
You told them.
I told them what?
That we could see them.
We can. We can see you.
You're not supposed to tell them.
Oh, it's a little late now, isn't it? Yeah. I can see you.
Well, guess what?
What?
Ms. Betsy
thinks
that she knows, has an explanation of the regulatory information we just discussed.
Oh, do tell.
So, E. Betsy, tell us right now, what is, please, the... What the heck is it called now? I got to find it.
The Regulatory Modernization Act, the significance of it to eBay sellers.
The Low-Value Shipment Regulatory Modernization Act. What is it?
Well, what it is it charges you for a certain amount of purchases. Like if you were to get $200 worth of eBay purchases in one day right now, you would pay customs charges. This act would raise it to where you could get $800 worth of eBay purchases without having to pay any customs charges. And by encouraging other countries to raise their limits, U.S. sellers can ship more stuff to other countries without the recipients having to pay customs fees at their end.
So it does affect eBay sellers.
And buyers.
Yes.
And buyers, yeah.
In a good way.
Yes, all small businesses will benefit from this because you can do more cross-border trade without all those pesky customs fees.
Well, that's fantastic.
Betsy, as usual, you knew.
She's so smart.
Well, that's because I got to be the whole story and had to figure it out in order to fit it into the show sheet.
Oh, I see. Good. Betsy, thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas. And happy
Holidays. Christmas.
Bye.
Same to you,
see
Betsy.
You later.
Merry Christmas. See you later.
Thanks.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
Well, I learned something new today.
Yes, you did. Jim in Hamilton, Ohio, user ID King James Trading Post. Hey again, Jim. What's your question or comment?
Hi, I hear you mention the username or store name, and like for instance, like Griff's Store. Like, how would I go on eBay and find out Griff's Store? I don't know how to do that, so I could like look at his shirts and stuff.
Well, so you'd have to know either the user ID or the store name of the person for whom you're searching. So, and you would do that by clicking on the advanced link to the right of any search bar on the top of any eBay page, and then you'd have to select seller. Now, the problem with this search, I admit, is that if you're looking for a store by seller and you're looking for a user ID but you're not quite sure what it says, you would check the box that says show close and exact user ID matches. So if you just knew it was like Griff's Closet, for example. Let me see if this happens. If I typed in Griff's Closet, what comes up? It's asking me for a it's doing the capture code, so I got to do that. I haven't done this in a while, and this was didn't exist years ago. No, it doesn't find it that easily. So I'm not so sure it's a great way to do it. But that advanced search, if you have
The seller's name.
Seller's user ID, you can find it there. Or you can click under stores. It says find stores. And even then, you have to know the store name. So it's not ideal.
When I want to see Griff's stuff.
My store name is, it's easier to find by going to Uncle_Griff as a user ID.
So over to the right of the search box, it says advanced. Click on that. Then it says buy seller.
Right.
And you put Uncle_Griff, and then you see all his stuff. First one that came up was the Tommy Bahama.
Uncle.
Silk Men's.
Yeah, I'm so overdue for putting new... I've got so much new stuff to put in there. And I'm surprised that we have the capture code for this now. I wonder why that is. I find that annoying.
Can I ask you something real quick? Say you want to sell a bunch of items. I'll see some stores, and they'll have like 900 items for sale. Are they buying those outside the U.S.? Is that how they're selling them?
They might be, yes. They might be. I mean, there's all different ways that sellers may be sourcing product. They may actually have a drop shipping arrangement with a manufacturer both in or outside of the country. And the items, that means they don't take possession of the items. They just take the orders, and then the orders are quickly transferred to the dropshipper, who then quickly ships the item to the buyer. Those services usually cost a fee, but there's a trade-off in that the seller doesn't have to worry about fulfilling or storing the merchandise. So there's, you know, it's you have to do the balance here and see if it works out for you.
What's the best way to do it, like, say, with shirts like you do? Do you have a buyer you just go to and you purchase them outright?
Well, I sell used shirts that are in good condition. And that means going, all I do is just go around to, I have a routine of, for thrift stores in the area where I live, and I just go once a week and check out what they have and purchase what I think I can make money on. Is that a way to run a business? I'm not so sure it would work. I'd have to really put like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week into it to, I think, to make it work. If I was wanted to grow it as a business, I think, and I liked clothing, my next step in the evolution of this business would be to go out and search for liquidation of new product where I could purchase bulk lots of it and then sell it on online. It's not an easy business, by the way, because there's a lot of competition in the apparel business for liquidation merchandise. But that's not to say it isn't possible. It just takes a little or a lot of work. But that would be the next step in evolving this, because it's very difficult, I think, unless you are really lucky with sourcing for a low price in this way, and you specialize in brands that can bring high dollar, even used or pre-owned, I think it would be really hard to make a living doing this the way I'm doing it now, especially since I just took a month off from listing because I couldn't. And that's, I mean, who could take a month off of business? That's ridiculous. So, yeah, it's not easy doing this. And I when I started it, I knew that the reason why I did it is so that I'd have some skin in the game when I'm talking to other sellers and giving advice, because it's you need that credibility, that street cred. That's, you know, I sell too. I go through the same things everyone else goes through, as opposed to sitting in my big ivory tower at eBay saying, I believe you should do this. And, you know, I'm not even doing it because I'm not selling. So, but I love doing it. I have to tell you that the business part of it is really fun. There's not really any single aspect of it that I hate. There's some things I find a little tedious. Like, I don't like sitting at the computer writing out descriptions. But I do love the sourcing and the shipping and the photographing and organizing my garage to the extent it's possible and standing back and saying, look, I made this. I love that feeling of being able to say, I made this. I made my business. And even if it's not a big business, it still is a good feeling. I don't know if that answers your question. Sorry. Hello?
Hello, Jim.
Jim, are you there?
Oh, well, I don't think you got him PO'd. I think he thought you said goodbye, but you didn't really.
Oh, I didn't mean to say. I wasn't saying goodbye.
No, you weren't saying goodbye.
No, but I know what he's, I'm pretty sure what he's trying to do, and it's a very smart line of inquiry, which is, you know, how do I, where should I be looking for product? Is it working for you? What should I be doing? And I wish it was easy enough to be able to say, do 1, 2, 3, ABC, and it'll all work out for you. But it is fun. If you're willing to kind of put a little caution to the wind and take a few risks, I have to admit it is one of the most fun things you can do, is to buy some stuff and then relist it and see if you can make a profit on it. I think even stated that simply.
Challenging.
It is challenging. It's fun. It's I find it endlessly fascinating. I'm always amazed when other people can do it and they do it well. I'm always in awe of people who can run a business like this and generate enough of a cash engine out of it so that they have a living. That's what they do. I think that's amazing to me when I think about the amount of work goes in. I'll tell you what. I think it's, and I'm being honest, I think it's more amazing to me, more awe-inspiring than stories of people who start up a company and it grows and becomes this multi-billion-dollar business. Yeah, that's exciting, you know. But to me, the idea that it's about creating something that can generate my living here on Earth in a way that I can not only survive but thrive. It's amazing to me. I think we're very lucky to live in a time and in a country where that's possible. It's not always possible in different places. But I think it says a lot about the human spirit.
And, you know, eBay is one of the, I agree with everything you said, Griff. And eBay is one of the few types of businesses you can have where you don't have to go and get venture capital from the bank to start a business.
That's true.
And I was reading an article recently about that. They did some sort of a research into people who get these big billions or millions of dollars, usually millions at the beginning, for startups and things of that sort. They go to the Small Business Administration, or they go to a bank, or they go to venture capitalists to get them. A lot of them fail miserably, and you would never guess why.
Why?
It's because they take the money, and they don't work hard enough. They have all that money in the bank to run their business, and they don't realize that the idea of the money is to grow the business.
Yeah.
And so they have these statistics on so many, a big percentage, I forgot what the percentage was, bigger than you may think, of people who just squander it. Now, I don't mean that they're going on trips with it or anything, but they just use it for their business.
Right.
And they don't realize that they're supposed to be spending that time growing it. Whereas when you start a business selling on eBay, you start small usually at the beginning.
Yes, I think almost all of us do.
And you learn while you're listing. You learn by mistakes.
And it's fun to learn.
It's a wonderful opportunity.
I agree. It's still something that excites me. And that's not easy when you reach my age. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Call our switchboard elf. Waiting right now to take your call at 888-723-4600. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. How can you increase your profits without increasing sales? Simple. Source smarter. Let Genco Marketplace show you the hidden profit opportunity in retail returns and closeouts. We're America's largest wholesale liquidator, and every day we resell brand-name merchandise to online sellers for a fraction of wholesale. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's G-E-N-C-O Marketplace.com/eBay.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
The lights are on in the packing room. I wonder if the new guy we hired came in early today.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm just testing this bubble cushion roll here.
Well, that's the last roll we have, and we need every bit of it for our client's shipments.
I'm really sorry, Sam. It was just so much fun.
Ridiculous? Well,
Well, maybe so. But the reality of being short on vital supplies is not something you ever want to have to encounter. There is good news, however. BubbleFast. If you find yourself short on shipping supplies, call BubbleFast right now. They have a full line of eco-friendly products, biodegradable packing peanuts, padded mailers, and much more. And BubbleFast offers free shipping on most items. BubbleFast carries what you need because they are shippers too. Give them a call, won't you? Right now at 877-599-7447. That's 877-599-SHIP. BubbleFast.